This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. Nearly 100 people gathered at Bayview Park in Ashland last Thursday for a rally honoring missing and murdered Indigenous women and relatives. The event was part of the Week of Resistance, a week of construction monitoring, educational workshops, and community gatherings opposing Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline reroute around the Bad River Reservation. During the rally, people gathered in a circle on the grass to listen to various speakers as red dresses and shirts hung throughout the park honoring those missing or murdered. Among the speakers was Bad River Band tribal member Renan Goodrich, founder of the Native Lives Matter Coalition and a member of the Indigenous Women's Treaty Alliance.
We want to recognize our missing, our murdered, our Indigenous women and relatives and families and communities that are directly impacted. As Indigenous people, I do not know a single family that is Indigenous that has not been impacted by MMIWR.
Goodrich says the red dresses are a quiet form of advocacy, honoring those who have been lost while reminding the community that the crisis continues. She says the MMIWR crisis is directly connected to extractive industries and pipeline projects.
With the influx of our man camps and the influx of men that are cash heavy from Enbridge into our Indigenous communities, communities that border tribal nations, we see, as domestic violence and sexual assault advocates, we see this uptick in our shelters, the counts, the numbers of women being serviced, and how we are directly impacted.
The Bureau of Indian Affairs estimates there are approximately 4,200 missing and murdered Indigenous cases that remain unsolved nationwide. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Feldman. A 14-year-old boy was killed over the weekend in Sheboygan after being hit by a car on his e-bike. Sheboygan police say the crash happened just before 5 on Saturday. They say the teen rode through a stop sign into the path of an oncoming car. He was pronounced dead shortly after arriving at a local hospital. Authorities say the 25-year-old driver of the car was not hurt. Menasha police say a 4-year-old was hit and run over by an e-bike in Jefferson Park last Friday evening. They say the child suffered cuts and bruises to the head and face, so the parents took the child to the hospital to be checked out. Police are reminding people to operate e-bikes safely and travel at a safe speed. Hundreds of mourners turned out last week in Madison for a candlelight vigil to remember a man shot and killed by Madison police officers the day before. Mourners brought flowers, signs, and candles to the intersection of South Baldwin and Williamson Streets, where 38-year-old Corey Ruiz was killed. Madison police have placed 4 officers on leave while the investigation into the shooting continues. Their names have not been released. Earlier in the day, Madison Police Chief John Patterson was interrupted by protesters who took over the news conference where he was updating the public on the shooting. Police say Ruiz was shot after showing a knife while scuffling with officers who were trying to arrest him on Wednesday. Wisconsin is joining 25 other states suing the Trump administration over new conditions tied to federal disaster and counterterrorism funding. The lawsuit challenges new funding requirements from FEMA and the Department of Homeland Security. The changes would force states to help enforce federal immigration law and change election procedures to receive federal funding. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call argues the conditions violate federal law and the Constitution. The state previously joined similar lawsuits that successfully blocked comparable funding conditions in federal court. A 14-year-old boy was killed over the weekend in Sheboygan after being hit by a car on his e-bike. Sheboygan police say the crash happened just before 5 on Saturday. They say the teen rode through a stop sign into the path of an oncoming car. He was pronounced dead shortly after arriving at a local hospital. Authorities say the 25-year-old driver of the car was not hurt. Menasha police say a 4-year-old was hit and run over by an e-bike in Jefferson Park last Friday evening. They say the child suffered cuts and bruises to the head and face, so the parents took the child to the hospital to be checked out. Police are reminding people to operate e-bikes safely and travel at a safe speed. Hundreds of mourners turned out last week in Madison for a candlelight vigil to remember a man shot and killed by Madison police officers the day before. Mourners brought flowers, signs, and candles to the intersection of South Baldwin and Williamson streets, where 38-year-old Corey Ruiz was killed. Madison police have placed four officers on leave while the investigation into the shooting continues. Their names have not been released. Earlier in the day, Madison Police Chief John Patterson was interrupted by protesters who took over the news conference where he was updating the public on the shooting. Police say Ruiz was shot after showing a knife while scuffling with officers who were trying to arrest him on Wednesday. Wisconsin is joining 25 other states suing the Trump administration over new conditions tied to federal disaster and counterterrorism funding. The lawsuit challenges new funding requirements from FEMA and the Department of Homeland Security. The changes would force states to help enforce federal immigration law and change election procedures to receive federal funding. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call argues the conditions violate federal law and the Constitution. The state previously joined similar lawsuits that successfully blocked comparable funding conditions in federal court. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fallman for Civic Media News.
The Packers open their books. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Green Bay, where the Green Bay Packers holding their shareholders meeting. Team president Ed Policy says due to some construction costs and big player contracts like Micah Parsons, the team reporting an operating loss of just over $1 million.
Number one, the Packers remain in very solid financial footing, and we're in a very strong position. We've got a very strong balance sheet. But number two, we have shown through these financials that we are going to invest whatever it takes to field a championship caliber team.
Training camp practice begins on Wednesday. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Rockies 11-2 yesterday to take the series 2-1. Jacob Mizorowski getting the win. How's the mood in the clubhouse?
Yeah, doing great. I mean, guys are in a good spot, you know. Clubhouse energy is high right now, so it's really fun to be in here.
The Miz now 11-4 for the season. Tonight, they take on the Giants to kick off a 6-game schedule on the West Coast. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms through early afternoon, then partly to mostly cloudy with a high today near 81. Tonight, partly cloudy, 55. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.